This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of this Tuesday is courtesy of General Electric, the original American industrial conglomerate. GE's newish CEO, John Flannery, had some interesting things to say on the company's earnings call this morning. First of all, that he is, quote, deeply disappointed in some big liabilities that have been found in the company's insurance operations, a business that GE technically offloaded years ago. He even suggested, Flannery did, that the company is considering breaking itself up, that he wanted to, quote, move with purpose to reshape GE. Thing is, GE's been running with that refocus narrative pretty much since Flannery took over about 6 months ago. So the question is, for a company that is invested in so many different things, how easy is it to nail down what the core business might actually be? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
GE's been making stuff since the 1890s. Think Thomas Edison, but not just light bulbs. The company got into everything.
Not quite, you name it, they sell it, but pretty close.
Lawrence White teaches economics at NYU. He says there were some benefits. GE got really good at a few new things. Its financial services company, GE Capital, became one of the most important in the world. Now,
they've had to pull back from that.
Because investors, unhappy with returns, have become impatient. So newish CEO John Flannery says the company will increase profits by focusing on three core operations: power, aviation, and healthcare technology. But even as that focus takes shape, GE's incredibly diversified past can get distracting. Like today, when GE announced the final numbers on liability from an insurance business it sold years ago. GE, it turns out, is still liable for billions of dollars in policies for nursing home care and assisted living.
Kind of a tsunami of events hit them all at once.
Tom Lomberg runs a life insurance consulting firm. He says it's not just GE. The whole business of insurance for long-term care is reeling.
Claims costs are higher. People go into assisted care facilities earlier and stay longer. They've earned far less than they thought they would on the premium, and the claims have come in faster and higher.
GE could sell the liability rather than pay the debt itself to try to limit damage to the parent company. But Nicholas Heyman, an analyst at William Blair who covers GE, says the insurance liability continues to pose a question for GE's long-term strategy.
Why do you have an asset like this that's holding back the optimization process from a cost standpoint, from a culture standpoint? The validity of that diversified approach has clearly now come into question.
The people questioning the loudest? GE shareholders. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.